97.5, The Fanatic.
Right now, go to the man. We talk to him every week. Brad Feinberg joins us right now, brought to us by Parks Casino and the Sportsbook app. Brad, how we doing?
Outstanding, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. It's like a little chilly out today. I felt like I'm going to go to catch a college football game today.
I hear you. But I like that feeling. I like that feeling very much.
I do as well. I'm just like chomping for football again already. And I was just talking about, I don't want the Flyers season to end. So let's just start a new one.
Yeah.
Can we just get our sports leagues all year round? Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Therefore, we could get betting on football.
I hear you. I absolutely hear you. I do. But yeah, betting all year round. Betting never stops, Jason. The Flyers season may end, but the betting never stops.
No, you're right about that. Let's get into it, because a couple of the Philly teams are rolling right now, streaking, as it were.
Yeah.
Let's start with the Fightin' Phils. They've won 5 straight. They beat Milwaukee 4 straight, and they beat Atlanta. Got a game today against the Bravos again. You got anything you like in this one?
I do, Jason. Look, and I know baseball is a very short memory, but I mean by that is, the saying, you're only as good as that day's starting pitcher. And Atlanta is going to be pitching Ian Anderson, who I think is their best starting pitcher right now. And the Phillies are going to be starting Vincent Velasquez. And Vincent Velasquez, Jason, I don't need to tell you, he is what he is, right? I mean, he's a 5th/6th starter. I really like the Braves here. Now, instead of laying, right now I'm on the Parks app, Jason, you can lay $1.59, but I'm going to get a little aggressive here. I'm going to lay a run and a half, taking +120. So what that means, Jason, is if the Phillies win the game, as opposed to losing on a $100 bet, as opposed to losing $159, by doing it this way, I only lose $100, okay? And if the Braves win by 2 more runs, as opposed to winning just $100, I'm going to win $120. Now, there is one bad part of that bet, though. If the Braves win by 1 run, I actually lose my bet. So it's like, it's the run line in baseball. There's a spread. And I'm saying the Braves have to win by 2 runs. Jason, I'm going to do it because of how bad I think Velasquez is and how I know the Braves can score runs. I'm expecting the Braves to score a lot of runs. And I'm willing to lay the run and a half to get the extra 20% juice if they win the game. And if they lose the game outright, I save myself around 60 cents.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's two things. It's Anderson going for them and the run suppression of that. And then the Velasquez and the lack of run suppression for the Phils. Real simple.
Exactly. Exactly. It really is a two-way street. It really is a two-way street where there's two different reasons I like this. I do like Ian Anderson, and I think he'll hold the Phillies in check. And B, I just feel like Velasquez, the Braves are going to score, in my opinion, 6+ runs in this one.
Do you like to, like in hockey, I don't mess with the puck line because you get the empty net goal and those kind of things.
Of course.
In baseball, do you like to play the run line?
Well, this is what I'm doing. This is the run line, Jason. This is the run line. Now, listen, one thing I also will like to a lot of times do is, if you're nervous on it landing on 1 run, you can lay a run. So as opposed to, right now, you could lay a run basically probably laying around -$1.20. So that way, if the Phillies, the Braves won by 1 run, no harm, no foul. And if they lose the game, you only lose maybe $1.20 versus juice versus that $1.60 we're talking about. So there's different ways to do it. A lot of times I'll lay 1 run because that way, as long as the team wins the game, I don't get, I don't lose my wager at least. I will, when there's a high variance pitcher like a Velasquez, a guy that I think can get potentially give up a lot of runs, that's when I'm more likely to do a run line, Jason. I don't do them very often, but if I have a pitcher like Velasquez that I really think can struggle, I'm willing to take that chance.
You like a side in the Rays A's game?
I do, my friend. This is one I do like. Look, one of the best pitchers in baseball is Tyler Glasnow. The guy is absolutely phenomenal. Now, the A's have been on a great streak, and because of that, I think we're getting a little value here. Frankie Montas has now been really bad for, 2 years in a row. He's just been awful. And again, when Tyler Glasnow pitches, outside of Gerrit Cole and Shane Bieber, probably think he's maybe the next best pitcher in the American League. Right now I'm on the Parks app, Jason. You can lay $1.37. To me, that is far too cheap. I really do believe that Tampa Bay, with Glasnow on the mound, wins this game at least 3 out of 5 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and see, that's you exploiting Vegas for not having the line correct. and find
I think the line
value.
Is a little bit too low.
Yeah,
I think there's some value taking the favorite in this game because I think because Oakland's been playing so well. Okay, I get they're playing so well, but as I said, you know, you're only when that day starting pitcher changes how your team is quite a bit. Glasnow to me is a really strong pitcher, Jason.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You have anything you like in the Sixers game tonight? Because they've been beating the brakes off of some bad teams. A couple close games in the winning streak, and one by two over San Antonio and last night. But overall, I mean, they've been beating teams by 37, 25 points. You know, when you got a side you like in the Sixers game, they're a minus 9-point favorite tonight at home against Detroit.
Well, actually, it's funny, Jason. They just took that line. I see the line. The game's off the board now because I don't believe Embiid's playing, Jason. I think that's why they just took that game down. I'm on the Parks app right now.
Is
I think
load management again.
That news just, yeah. Well, it's funny. Like, on one of my sites, it said, "Yeah, Joel Embiid, like because playing Pistons out." You know, basically saying, you know, because this is a game they should win. But you know, look, I don't disagree with them personally, Jason. They're going to win this division. I would want him. I don't need to. You know, he really is like your franchise guy. You want to make sure you don't overwork him. And look, this is. I want to hear what you said. I guess I'll hear after my segment. I'm looking forward to hearing what your solution is on the load management because Jason, I'm old school. I remember growing up, back to watching Charles Oakley, Michael Jordan. Like these guys played 82 games.
Yeah,
that was just the way it was.
Karl Malone missed five total games in his first 13 years.
Yeah, exactly. John Stockton played every game. I mean, again, like, where did this... And you know what's interesting, Jason? I feel like now, and this is... Again, I'd love to be talking to people smarter than me, which probably isn't that hard, but what where the doctors are in all this, like, it seems like there's more injuries now than there ever been, yet sports science, theoretically, Jason, is at its peak in terms of, like, now, people know how to keep people healthy, how to do this, how to do that. But I feel like I see more injuries now than I've ever seen, guys missing more time than I've ever seen, and guys just, is this load management even working?
Yeah, you know what it is? It's just, guys aren't afraid to speak up anymore and say that they're hurting, and they're not as tough as they were. Guys back then would play through it. They just, it's what you did.
Yeah.
You played. You got a job to do. I got to be there next to
I'm
my teammate. You know what I mean?
I'm
I don't
want to
call them soft, but they're soft.
Yeah, no, listen, I mean, it's like the one sport we haven't really seen it in, which is nice, is hockey.
Yep.
You know, like they, I haven't seen it as much in hockey as basketball. It's become like the part of the manual is like load management. I mean, it's just very, again, I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah. Looking at this NBA card today, you got you have the Wizards as a 3.5-point favorite on the road in Indiana. You got a side there?
I do. You know, it's interesting, Jason. Like the Wizards. Let's talk about the Wizards. This is a team. Okay, their last 19 games against the spread, 16-2-1. And what's even neater about that, they're 15-4 straight up in those games, just winning the game. Okay, and three of the losses by 1, 1, and 3 points. This is a team, Jason. I got to tell you, if they place the Sixers in the 1-8 series, I'm not going to tell you I think the Wizards are going to win the series. I'm not going to tell you that. But what I am going to tell you is I think they can give the Sixers fits, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's a much more, for lack of a better word, annoying series than most Sixer fans will think it's going to be. Like right now, I think they're going to be a tougher out than Boston, who's probably going to be, seated higher than them. I think they're going to be a tougher out than Atlanta. I think they're going to be a tougher out than New York. I think that they're going to be a tough team to beat right now. Laying 3.5 points, I think it's very reasonable against an Indiana team, Jason, that is really not playing well.
Interesting. Any props you like in the NBA today?
I'm going to give you two, my friend. I'm going to give you 2 3-point props, my friend. First, Bradley Beal, Jason. his last 100 games has gone over 1.5 three-pointers 65 out of 100 times. So there's almost a 2 out of 3 chance he goes over that, Jason. I think there's value going with Beal over 1.5 threes. This next one, Jason, takes a little bit of guts, but I think it's worth it. The great Steph Curry's three-pointers is 6.5. He's gone under that, Jason. 42 of 59 games. As great as he is, not easy to make 7 three-pointers in a game. I can't believe his over-under is that high. I have to take that under.
You can slam the under there. You know I love futures bets. Any futures bets, maybe in baseball?
Yeah, I'm going to give you two, my friend. This one, you know, it's you're going to maybe shake your head, but I'm telling you, it's a very good bet. Do I think it's going to win? No, but the value's there. Jason, in my opinion, I think in the National League East, the second most likely winner of the division, in my opinion, I think the Mets is first. I actually think the Miami Marlins are the second most likely winner.
Wow.
That's just my opinion. I think the Phillies are good, too. I do. But I think the Marlins have a good team, Jason. They have three excellent starting pitchers. They also have tremendous pitchers in the minor leagues. Guys like Sixto Sanchez, who has been hurt all year. He's going to come up soon. He was almost Rookie of the Year last year. They have another kid in the minors, Meyer, who's supposed to be terrific. And they already have an all-star in Alcantara. Rogers has been phenomenal for them. Pablo Lopez has been really good for them. This is a team that's really good pitching, Jason. 50-1 odds. See, they made the playoffs last year. I mean, this is not the sisters of the week. Okay, this team actually made the playoffs last year. There is no way ever this line should be 50-1. I'm not picking them to win the division, but what I am saying is this.
Value.
I think they're going to be in contention all year. And if they're within 5 or 6 games of winning the division, I know it's a good bet because you'll be able to hedge out and make some money on it. 50-1 odds.
You think more appropriate odds would be about 30-1, right?
No, not even. No, Jason, I'll be honest. You want my honest answer? I think the honest odds on them should be close to maybe 9 or 10-1. I think they're a good team. I don't think they're bad.
Okay.
I don't think they're a bad team at all. I really don't. I think because they've been bad for a lot of years, people tend to assume they're not good. But they're really not a bad team. They made the playoffs last year, have really good pitching. No, I think it should be closer to 10-1. And one other one I'll give you, Jason. You have to lay about minus $1.40 on this, but I just think it's going to win. The White Sox, even having injuries to superstar players like Luis Robert and Eloy Jimenez, their pitching is just ridiculously great. I think they're going to win that division. Their biggest competitor was the Twins. The Twins have been absolutely horrible so far this year. So I really like the White Sox chances there, even though you have to lay a little bit of odds.
All right. I love it. Brad, hey, thanks. We'll talk next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.